Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please be with those who are fighting illnesses. Please help them know that they are loved and that they have the support of their loved ones. Please be with our military. Please be with our leaders. Please be with us tonight as we make the decisions that we feel will best benefit all the citizens of Kirby. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Beginning tonight, our meetings will be automatically loaded to the website via audio recording after adjournment. Item 3, our mission statement. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our entire community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our City Secretary please come forward?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Layden?
Here.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
Councilperson Wilson? We have a quorum.
Item 5, citizens' participation. There is no one signed up to speak this evening. Item 6, consideration of minutes, 6th regular meeting of September 28th, 2017.
I make a motion to accept September 28th, 2017.
Second. We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Layman, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge, to accept the regular meetings of September 28th, 2017. Is there any discussion? If you're in favor, please raise your right hand.
Abstain.
One abstain. Item 7A, Breast Cancer Awareness Month Proclamation. Will Stephanie and Tina please come forward?
Feathers.
Thank you. Get it. Oh, don't move it. was my name. Item 8, discussion and possible action pursuant to Section 2.06 of the City Charter to fill City Council vacancy created by resignation of Barbara Collins Bowie. The City Council reserves the right to adjourn into executive session at any time to discuss any of the matters listed on this agenda if authorized by the Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for consultation with attorney, Texas Government Code Section 551.072, deliberations about real property, Texas Government Code 551.074, personnel matters, and Texas Government Code Section 551.076, security devices or security audits. At this time, I am closing the regular meeting at 7:06 p.m.
I I
Did you know that we're just continuing the ban for Tim? We're going to decommission him. That's his big deal.
I will reopen the regular meeting at 7:17. No action was taken in executive session. Item 8A, discussion and possible action pursuant to section 2.06 of the city charter to fill the city council vacancy until May 2018 election created by resignation of Barbara Collins Bowie. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, make a motion that we accept. Oh, wait, we're doing some candidate, correct?
Yes, we need a candidate's name.
Sylvia. Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce to nominate Sylvia Apodaca for the vacancy filled, vacancy created by Barbara Collins Bowie. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Item 8B, administration of oath of office to the newly appointed official.
I, Sylvia Apodaca, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of council member of the state of Texas and will do to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Pardon?
2 pints of blood.
Oh, okay. I'm ready. Okay. All right. Thank you.
And I did want to mention Kimberly Keene was our other nomination. Kimberly is also very active in the city. She does a lot volunteer work with our city in various committees. So thank you, Kimberly. Item 8C, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Economic Development Committee. I will turn this over to Mayor Pro Tem Lehman.
Mayor, I recommend that we table this. We do not have a sufficient candidate.
Do you want to make a motion for that?
I'll make a motion to table it.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, seconded by Councilmember Grant to table the appointment for members to the Economic Development Committee. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8D, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Building and Standards Commission.
So we have Mr. Jack Major, Mr. Sam Richardson, and Mr. Gary King would all like to be reappointed.
I make a motion to accept those three.
Okay, so there is a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce.
To reappoint.
To reappoint.
Through 2019.
Jerry King, Sam Richardson, and Chairperson Jack Major.
Do they have a full, are they full?
Yes, there's some alternate vacancies, but these would be actual board members, and that would be a full board.
Okay.
Kimberly isn't up for reappointment yet?
That's all next year.
Okay. That's good.
Not yet. Okay. Oh, it was Councilmember Grant, and then seconded by Councilmember Pierce. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8E, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Parks and Rec Committee.
So on the Parks and Rec Committee, we have three members that are seeking, well, actually four members seeking reappointment. Kelly Wilson, Patricia Baber, who was recently appointed to fill an unexpired term, Doug Wolf, and Kimberly King. And they would all be appointed through 2019. And then there's one new applicant who's expressed an interest, Simone Marie. So we do have one vacancy, even if you reappoint.
And one of them will have to resign.
Right, so we'll have a second vacancy.
Okay, so.
So we can.
Okay, we appoint two. That gimmick.
So
three.
We have Patricia Baber.
Patricia Baber. Kelly Wilson. Doug Wolf.
Doug Wolf.
And Kimberly King. Those would be reappointments.
Those are reappointments. Can we do this in two then? Two separate ones? And those are both until 2019. And then, okay. So if somebody wants to make a motion for reappointment for...
Can we do all four at once?
Yes, you just have to name them.
Don't do that. We appoint four.
Okay, so...
He didn't know the names either.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman has made a motion to reappoint Patricia Baber, Kelly Wilson, Doug Wolf, and Kimberly Keen until 2019 for the Parks and Rec Committee. Did you? Okay. And Councilmember Grant has seconded.
See, you read the
name. Is there any discussion? All right, will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Right. Now, we do have another applicant for an appointment. So do we have, and that is Simone Green. Do we have a motion to appoint our new applicant?
I make a motion to appoint Mr. Green.
Ms. Green.
Ms.
Green. Yes.
Second.
All right.
See?
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce to appoint Simone Green to the Parks and Rec Committee, and this will expire 2019. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Layden?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Welcome back, everybody, and welcome, Simone.
Okay.
This is a very active committee, so I can't thank this group enough for everything that they do for the city, providing events and being there all the time. Item 8F, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Beautification and Recycling Committee.
So we have three members who's are seeking reappointment through 2019. They are Barbara Hurd, Sam Richardson, and Alice Moxigemba.
So do we have a motion to reappoint Barbara Hurd, Sam Richardson, Alice Moxigemba?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the appointment members to the Beautification Recycle Committee to be reappointed October 2019.
Yes.
Barbara Hurd, Sam Richardson, and Alice Moxigemba.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Autridge, seconded by Councilmember Grant,
to accept
Barbara Hurd, Sam Richardson, Alice Moxigemba to the reappointment of the Beautification Recycling Committee. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Autridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Layden?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8G, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
We have two members seeking reappointment through August of 2019, and they are Clay McBee and Agatha Williams.
Do we have a motion to reappoint Clay McBee and Agatha Williams until August 2019?
Mayor, I'd like to make the motion to accept the reappointment of Clay McBee and Agatha Williams to the Planning and Zoning Commission expiring August of 2019.
We have a motion by Councilmember Autridge. Do we have a second?
I second.
We have a second by Councilmember Apodaca to accept Clay McBee and Agatha Williams until August 2019 for reappointment to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Layden?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes.
All right. Item 8H, discussion and possible action regarding the Kirby Senior Center finances and accounting services provided by the City of Kirby. At our last meeting, we had a discussion regarding the Senior Center and the duties that Tracy had been performing for the center, and so in your packet you would have received what Tracy Miller processes and also what Tina does as well. And there was discussion then September 28th regarding giving those duties back to the senior center. So it was a matter of when that was going to happen. The senior center did indicate that they would have to hire someone to do those duties. So we need to decide when an appropriate time frame is to hand that back to the senior center. There was discussion of the end of October, the end of December. So again, it's if somebody wants to make a motion or not make a motion, it's.
May I ask this question here? Are they made any headway in that?
This is the first time it's been here, so they haven't gone out because the city is still retaining, the city staff is still doing those functions.
I think the question was either end of October and let them start their bookkeeping on fiscal year just like the city does. Course that way, or is that
The fiscal year for the city just started October 1, so we're behind, we would be behind that. So the earliest date, in my opinion, the earliest feasible date would be November 1, December 1, December 31st, that kind of, so again, or no motion at all. It's
I'll make a motion that we give them till December the 1st.
All right, so ending November 30th then, and they would resume December 1?
Yes, we'll take it up to end of November and they start December the 1st.
Okay, we have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman to end the services provided to the senior center, the clerical items that are listed. That Tracy and Tina do to end November 30th.
Second.
All right, a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, seconded by Councilmember Pierce. Is there any further discussion? Okay, well, our City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Item 8I, reports by council members and staff identifying their experiences during the 2017 TML conference. Our two council members went, Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, Councilmember Wilson, who is not here tonight, and our Chief of Police, Chief Boyce. Would you like to?
It's okay with Mayor Boyce. I'll be more happy to go first.
This is the most copious note taker we've ever had.
Timer?
Okay. So, during the course of the 3 days, I attended six seminars, and I'll try and keep each seminar down to about 20 minutes, and then I'll get us out of here before midnight. The six seminars I attended, there was very few that pertained to law enforcement. So most of the ones I went to were one in particular on securing the city's website from an outside hacker attack and securing money and that sort of stuff. I also attended a seminar on how the cities along the Gulf Coast used social media to keep in contact with their residents as the hurricane was approaching, when it hit, and then during the recovery efforts after that. Thought it was really, really interesting, and there's some things that we may be able to apply to our operation here. In addition to that, I sat through a seminar that gave us advice on making sure that we have a post-disaster, whether it be a tornado or a hurricane, floods, that we really should have some sort of disaster or recovery plan. A lot of EOCs and fire departments, police departments were prepared to do the evacuation and get the people out of the way and fight the fires and that sort of thing, but not a lot of agencies think about afterwards. What are we, the city of Kirby, gonna do if we gotta provide security for weeks until people can get back into their homes after a type of disaster. I also attended a seminar on creating and sustaining a sustainable mosquito program, which actually quite surprised my understanding of our program. We actually exceed what they were recommending. So I think we're fine on there. The biggest thing is most of the larger cities, they don't spray like we do. What they do is they test, and then once they get a West Nile virus or a Zika, they get a positive testing, then they go out and spray. So I think we're a little bit ahead of the curve on that one there, where we spray much more frequently. I sat through two other courses or seminars that were just overly confusing. There was just not enough time to really talk about what the Austin just did with annexation rules. Trying to wrap just the hour and a half that we had to go through it, there's a lot of research that we're going to have to do into if we are going to consider any movement or expansion or annexation beyond that with these new laws in place. There's a lot of them. The last one I attended, as a result of everything that happened in Ferguson, Missouri, there was a lot of changes on the books to fines and court costs. And I know you guys have seen on the news where the Bexar County District Attorney just lightened and kind of put a little bit of restrictions on making arrests on low-level drug, misdemeanor drug offenses and that sort of thing. But it's the same thing that is happening throughout. They want to see more of the use of community service, giving offenders more time to come up with other alternatives in payment, holding us off on making warrant arrests. Somebody doesn't show up for their court date, we no longer issue arrests. We have to give them an automatic reset. And then it's up to the judge beyond the second reset. So there's a lot of big changes in that area that both myself and Lieutenant Lehman are digging into to make sure that we get, that our department is in compliance with all of that. And then the information we learned, we're gonna pass on to Monique to pass on to the court clerk so that all aspects of that operation are within compliance. Other than that, I spent some time on the out at the trade show visiting with the vendors. Again, as it was not a very strong law enforcement present there, so I decided that what I was going to do was kind of concentrate on the hike and bike trail. There was just a lot of companies that were offering playground equipment, hike and bike obstacle courses. I was really intrigued by something they call a story walk. Taking a child's storybook and putting it on a podium every couple of hundred feet. And it's designed to get the kids out there and read and get some physical activity out in the open air. A lot of exercise stations. It was just, there's an overabundance of those type of vendors. So I brought back a lot of information on that. I'm still in the process of doing a final report, and I'll pass that all on to Ms. Vernon and move on from there. Other than that, it was a real interesting conference. Things went smooth despite the hurricane and all the horror stories we're hearing about what is going on in Houston. The city, the police department, the hotel, the conference center management treated us really good. So we did have a very good time while we were there. So that's everything I have.
Does everybody know that the chief there was the chief here at Judson School District? Acevedo? Yeah, he was the chief here.
Well, I know he was the chief of Austin.
And he went to Austin. He's a good friend of mine.
Really?
And yeah, excellent. And at least he was there in Judson for probably 4 years. And then moved to Austin and then went to Houston. Yeah.
Excellent.
Good man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I made a few of the seminar meetings. Some of them were very interesting, and some of them, like the chief said, you couldn't make heads or tails out of it. One of the booths that I stopped at, I know Hugo Lynch Park used to have a restroom over there, and it's been demolished and gone, and I think all we got sitting over there is a porta pot. I brought this up 2 or 3 years ago, and I happened to bump into a company again that builds a modular to exactly what you want. And they can come over there and measure the old slab, see where the plumbing and everything is at, and build us a modular, bring it in, set it, hook it up, and it's all over with. So this is something that I'll turn over to the city manager later. Another thing, if any of y'all are ever out on Gibbs Sprawl coming into town or leaving town, and the railroad has got the crossing all blocked off on Walsen Road down there, all that traffic comes through Kirby now. So they had a seminar about railroad, so I went in there and I got there a little bit ahead of time, and all of a sudden this guy walks up to me and he starts talking, and another guy walks up and he starts talking to me. I got more information before the seminar ever started than what I've gotten through the seminar itself. I've got a folder with a number of pamphlets for information, and I guess what I'd like to do is end up turning this over to the fire department, because if they ever had to get on the other side, it would be up to them to get over there. I told him about the problem that we've got over there, and he said that can be resolved. It'll take time, but it can be resolved. And I've noticed some of the trains that are sitting there, I guess they've gotten all as far as into the yard that they can get, but there's still two or three cars sitting on that crossover, and it's just sitting there. So all them cars are backed up for almost an hour or better. And I'm sure we've all seen it before. The other thing that really interested me, and I'd gotten an email on my iPad before, so when I was there, I started looking for them, and I ran into them. It's about a library system. We've talked about it before, and I think maybe it's time again to try to revitalize it. You say, well, where would we put a library? Well, there's only one old building left in Kirby, and that's the old Henneke Meat Market. Yeah, it would take a lot of revitalizing to do. But talking to them, there's a farmer's branch in Texas that will stand behind revitalizing and doing something. I've got some good information for that, and I think we need to maybe just sit down with the city manager once and kind of go over it and see what might be available for us and who we need to contact for them to give us some help in revitalizing, if that's where we would go, you know, getting the old meat market and cleaning that corner up, which would help Kirby look better, but yet we would maintain an old structure, and I think it's about the only one that's left. So that's just something that I was very interested in. The other thing that came up, and I went to the seminar, and I sat there and listened to that man the whole time he gave his speech. Didn't understand a word he said, but I knew enough about it because on Wednesday, Roland with CPS and Linda, they've been to our meetings, and we went to lunch. And believe it or not, through the whole lunch time that we sat there, we ate and then just started discussing this new bill that our legislators has pushed down our throats. It's that Senate Bill 1004, what it means to your community. I had gotten an invitation already to a seminar at their educational service over here on WW White Road. Talked to Monique about it, and I understand Gilbert has already signed up, and I think they supposedly got me signed up. So we're going to go to that seminar. It's on the 20th. It will bring us up to more problems that we're going to end up getting that we're going to have to solve with CPS when it all comes down to it. But as far as the seminar is concerned, it was good. I know Houston had a lot of problems, so I think a lot of the vendors possibly backed out because they didn't know if they were still going to have a seminar until the last minute. Well, there goes my presentation to the fire department. While I was gone, I asked Chief Charlie if they could do me a favor. My wife isn't up to par like she should be. I come in the house, been 2 weeks ago, and there she was laying on the floor. She couldn't get up. So I was worried about going to the seminar, not having anybody look after her. So I asked Charlie at the fire department, EMS, could just call the house a couple of times a day, make sure she was all right. And they did a marvelous job for me. So I want to openly thank the fire department for their generosity. They never had to go to the house, but it made me feel real good that, and I called her each night and asked her how things were going, and she said, just fine. Fire department checked on me twice during the day. So that's all I got to report.
Okay. Did Debbie leave anything with you? No. Okay. All right. So item 8, thank you for attending. Thank you, Chief, for bringing back that information. Item 8J, discussion and possible action regarding San Antonio Water Systems expenses for the sewer treatment services. I will turn this over to our finance director, Tina.
Okay. After reviewing the, when I got the last bill for the last month bill for August on the sewer treatment, I didn't realize that that was for August, so that means we have an August and September bill that we're going to have to pay in the 2016-17 budget. And currently right now we have $18,000 in the budget, which is what you see on that letter, $18,134. And I gave you a revised sheet because my formula was incorrect and I caught that today, so I gave you a revised sheet. The August bill is $49,988. And we still have September to go, and I don't look for it to be over 50,000. So taking that August bill minus 18,000 plus the September bill, I would like to see if you can approve the last two invoices for the 2016-17 budget not to exceed over 85,000, so that could we'll be over the $10,000 on the budget mark for approval.
And I have a question. Was this because of overconsumption? I mean, I know it varies, but there was always the concern with Bexar County's Rosio Creek. Yeah, so I'm just.
Yeah, no, it wasn't really two things that affected. We looked the last 2 years, we budgeted $500,000 for it, when actually even last year it was higher, so we really should have increased the budget this fiscal year. And then if you'll notice on the spreadsheet, the yellow highlighted ones were at one amount, and then SAWS gave us an increase. And we have yet to pass that increase to the residents. consumption's kind of varied. They've been between 46,000 and 49,000 in the previous months. Now they've been closer to 50,000. But I think it's more so because we've incurred those additional costs. So that may be something for us to consider next year. It's just passing that percentage increase on to the customer.
What do you know what the percentage ballpark was?
Change. Down here at the bottom, that was surcharge, shiny box. So it wasn't high. It went from for residential 0.3756 to 0.3966.
So is that potentially what we would pass on, the full
right,
amount?
Just the slight. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no overage. We would just give them the actual increase.
So we don't believe that this was caused by Bexar County
don't,
Resume?
But they did pay for
okay.
Their consumption. So if it did affect it, we recoup that money.
Okay.
It's not an averaging, it's an actual, right?
Right, it's actual usage every month.
So we heard from our finance director, is there...
I make a motion we accept the payment for the last two.
I have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
It's either that or we're going to be in boo-boo.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce, to approve the last two invoices for Tina to pay for invoices for this year end 2016-2017 to be paid in full, not to exceed $85,000. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant.
Yes, for a lot of attitude.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Bailey?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 9A, request by Mayor and Council members for items to be placed on future City Council agendas and announcements on city events, community interest. Council Member Pierce.
So thank you everybody that showed up tonight. I wanted to say thank you, Kim, so much. Fire EMS, keep going. We have our Texas reenactment. You have the flyer on that.
Yep.
So that's coming up Friday, Saturday. They tear down on Sunday, do they not?
I think so.
But yeah, but tomorrow night we'll be out there, and then Saturday, doing their reenactment for the revolt. Attended the very first year. This is the second year. First year was awesome, so I figure at least second year is going to be just as awesome too.
So
yes.
Yes. And that's it. Just thank everybody that came tonight.
Thanks everybody for showing up. Thank you for being interested. Congratulations. Again, the enactment is just don't call in shots fired, okay? But it's going to be more this year than it was last year, I'm sure. And that goes a long way to put that on. And I'm glad they brought it to our city. The more recognition we can get, the better. And does anybody know that the bus stop down here, they stole the solar panels off of it?
Yep. Yes.
I cannot believe that. What do you put those on? Craigslist, two solar panels, does it to go with it?
Two bus stops.
But anyway, thank you all again for coming out. And I have nothing else, Mayor. That's it.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman.
Well, thanks everybody for coming out tonight. Congratulations on your appointment. And Ms. Keene will keep looking for you on all of the committees. I know you do a good job.
Thank you.
That's really all I got tonight.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Kim, thank you for your interest in the position. Sylvia, welcome to the board, or the council. National Night Out was one of the first times that I actually left my house to attend a National Night Out in years. I think that we had a very good turnout at Hugo Lentz Park. I wasn't able to make the other ones because it rained and poured, and I wasn't about to gallivant, but I think it was a very nice turnout for National Night Out, and thank you for everybody for showing up tonight. Oh, yeah, thank you. And on October 28th, Parks and Rec will have a movie in the park. They will be showing Hocus Pocus on the 28th.
And it starts at 7:15?
Starts at 7.
Okay. Councilmember Ivan.
I'd like to thank the council for my appointment. I will do my best to do my best. Thank you all.
All right. Let's see. So I did want to recognize Stephanie and Tina again. We support you guys. I'm glad that you are both here to accept the proclamation. Please know that you're not alone. Everybody in this room, your family, friends, we're here to support you. You're truly an inspiration to people, women, friends, colleagues, everyone. And I will say that it is obviously October, and that is what we're recognizing breast cancer awareness. So if you are a female that is in the age group 40 and above, please go get your physicals. Do that. Your family's worth it. You're worth it. So thank you guys for accepting that. Texas Revolt, I'll repeat it again, Saturday, October 14th. There is a question on the time, because I've seen 9 and 10. So I...
They're going to start opening up, talking to spectators.
Okay.
As early as 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then the actual reenactments and all the gunfire and cannons are 1 to 5.
1 to 5. Okay. All right, so...
Excitement.
1 to 5. Yes, excitement from 1 to 5. And I did want to thank Sid for opening that up last year to even present that, hey, we have a park. We're excited that they've decided to come back. So it's something that I'm hoping that there will be lots more involvement from our community. It's something that we've posted all over Facebook, posted flyers in different various areas, so I'm hoping that they have a really good turnout. There's a bunch of, again, volunteers that do this and give a little bit of history that not everybody sees, and it's live history, and I think it's important to keep that intact so that we don't forget those types of things. Kirby Senior Center, they will be having their annual harvest party Tuesday, October 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. It is open to the community. There will be free hot dogs, chips, water, and candy. Wear your costumes. This is a safe alternative to Halloween trick-or-treating door-to-door. While we're on the Senior Center, and to touch on National Night Out, there were some amazing comments coming out of the for this National Night Out from the Senior Center. I know that our city staff had fun. There was pictures of all kinds of fun and games going on, and there was nothing but positive things coming from that section as well. So thank you for being one of the meeting points for that. There is also another kid-friendly safe Halloween trunk or treat at the VFW on the same night, October 31st from 6 to 8. So if you're unable to go on the Senior Center side, the VFW is also hosting an event. Theirs is actually almost like a fundraiser as well. Theirs is actually hot dogs for a dollar, chips and sodas for a dollar. So that is also an option. There will be tomorrow at the VFW from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. a VFW old-fashioned fish fry. This is their first annual one. It is a $8 donation. Homemade fried fish, red potatoes, and coleslaw. So that is at the VFW on Ackerman.
How do you make a fish?
Homemade fried fish.
Oh.
That's what the flyer says.
I just, you know.
I guess everything can be synthetic now. The bulk pickup, please continue to talk to your neighbors about bulk pickup. There is different sections that they're picking it up. I think it's actually working much better this year than it has in years past with the different sections. One thing that we do need to make sure that everybody understands is it's not from this date to this date. You actually have to have your stuff out the very first day it starts for your sector, because if not, if they pass your street, they're not going back to that. So, but I think there are several people taking advantage of that, so I think that it's working out really well. Thank you, Kim, as everybody echoed, and congratulations, and we'll see you, and I will.
And it was at 10 o'clock the night of, by the next morning daylight, it was